up. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So keep that in mind and be open to discussion. This is AC2GS calling formally an end of this episode of the Limemark Technical Net. Please come back and join us next Sunday when we do it all again. This is AC2GS, and I am clear.
Good night, Roy, KD2OGD. WS2N, are you still there?
Yes, Craig, still here.
Oh, now the link actually plays nice. It's like it just wants to not play nice at certain times, and then suddenly when you came on perfectly, now it does want to play nice. I guess it just chooses who it wants to work, who it wants to work for, and who it doesn't want to work for.
Yeah, you're going through Selden, right? I got my antenna pointed to Glen Oak.
It's just amazing, like how these things just break. In my case, probably.
Yeah, a little noisy in my case, and then I didn't lose you, but you know, static started to come in.
It also could be because of the way I'm holding the radio, because I'm in bed. It's giving me a few minutes before I got my computer tonight. So yeah, because I'm thinking it's 11 o'clock and I don't hear anything. Oh, did the link go down again? And I'm thinking, yep, it did.
Okay, I heard all of that. Very good. Okay, good speaking with you. Unless you have something else, I'm going to go QRT.
I'm Paul, one fun fact, WU380.
Yeah.
Okay, stand by one. Craig, nothing else, is that true? Oh, well, 73, Craig. Over to you, Ed. How are you?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. Did you have anything else, Craig? I'm just going to go back to Ed.
No, not really, other than this question. Are you looking to attend the picnic, too?
Oh, that's coming up. I was going to, but I don't know. I can't answer that at this time, but I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I'm yawning. I think I need to go to bed. So I think it's time for me to clear out as well, since I want to try to get working on my car first thing in the morning. So, Ed, take it, and I am going to go to sleep. KD2OGB.
Working at an airport, before you go outside onto the tarmac, empty all of your pockets of everything to prevent dropping something and causing a large foreign object to be as debris hazard.
Yes, I remember that. We were doing installations years ago in Calverton, and they would be doing like final assemblies of the F-14. And so, you know, they had different hangars lined up. They didn't want you anywhere near that. There was a big sign, you know. And I saw the word FOD. F-O-D, what the heck is this? Foreign object debris. And that was it, you know. I mean, we would, you know, go pushing a toolbox, you know, on wheels, you know, past these things, and you'd get these looks like, you better not be coming in this direction, you know? So, yeah, and there was always chains in front of the hangars with the FOD signs on it. Back to you.
I never did that in Calverton, but I did it at several places up and down the East Coast over the years. Yeah, that's the point. You empty your pocket. You don't want to risk dropping something and having it cause a problem.
Well, we had to go in there. You know, we were going to another hangar that needed to work that did not have an airplane in there. That was a great experience. And then I went back there years later, and there was tumbleweed going all over the place. You know, everything was pretty much shut down. That was a shame. You know, back to you.
Yeah, Calverton is a very bittersweet story. It was great when it was open, and since then it's been disappointing. Yeah. But no, I'm proud to say all of the airports I played with are still open and operating, maybe because they're owned by the Navy.
There you go. That's true. But we would put in one of the things that we did there was this deluge system. It had chemicals in it too. If there was a fire in the hangar, all these heads above the, you know, throughout the hangar, would all go off at the same time, exactly the same time. A special deal. And they were all, you know, it was all open heads. It wasn't like if the fire was on, like, you know, if you go to a modern building and you see, or any building with a sprinkler system, you know, it's the heat that would melt the, melted the steel and the little bimetal strip or whatever they're using, and then the plug would pop out, and you know, that's how your sprinkler system would work. Not in Calverton. I mean, they had it was, you know, we had to remove all those heads, the plugs on all the heads before they went installed. And then if there was a fire, they would all come on at the same time. That's what we got involved with. And it was fun watching the test, too. You know, we actually did a test, you know. Naturally, there was no people or airplanes in there when we did that. Back to U.S.
Did you get a chance to play in the sprinklers on a hot summer day?
Yeah, well, they had some kind of a chemical. It wasn't just water. You know, your standard sprinkler system usually is just water. I forget the chemical that they use. It was liquid carbaloid. I forget what it was. Anyway, they didn't even want people in there when the thing went off. They had a couple of big test tubes. They want to make sure that the right amount of water would fill these certain amount of time. But to do that, they sent the guy in, I mean, complete, covered like with super duper raincoat all over this guy, you know. And they didn't want him to get any kind of chemicals on him. So, you are going to play in the sprinkler system.
And I was so looking forward to it.
I missed that, I'm sorry, Ed. Say again.
And I was so looking forward to it, and you're using a terrible metaphor, bringing on my parade.
Very good, very good. Yes. A lot of fun jobs back in those days. Anyway, I'm gonna turn in, and thanks for being on, and we'll turn back to you, and I'll say 73. This is WS Glenn.
Glad to be helpful. WB2EAB.
WB2EAB. WS Glenn clear. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
234, WHSTDO.
W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
NY2H, WB2MSSB, with you on the East Machine. You're loud and clear. Good morning, Will.
Hey, good morning, Maury. Long time. How you been?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the thunderstorm that we got now that was supposed to be last night. I guess it was a little delayed somewhere over Pennsylvania. And doing well. I heard from Steve. He heard from Jeff. All the reports made their cycle. Did you get to the Hamfest? Was it in Sussex?
Negative. I skipped it this year. I have my girlfriend was unexpectedly hospitalized, so we're dealing with that right now. Although this morning, I'm heading out to the Glen Oak site. Going to meet up with WB2ZSC, and we're going to do a little work. It's always something with the system. Still got a few problems, a few quirks. Got to iron out, but same old, same old. Yeah, I hear it's going to rain. Possible break in between, and then I guess this evening or something is going to pick up again. So I did grab an umbrella, and I'm on 347, and of course it's a slow ride in to the northern, and I'm getting into this construction area here too, so I'm sure you're very familiar.
Yes, definitely a lot of construction. Well, I hope things work out at the hospital when she gets out of there. And as far as construction goes, it snuck up on me, but I didn't realize it. But the last time I paid attention to such things, the population of Nassau was about 1.25 million, and the population of Suffolk was about 400,000 or 500,000. And all of a sudden, now Suffolk is much bigger than Nassau population-wise. So I guess that's why over the years 347 went from a two-lane bypass to a six-lane whatever. And with the repeaters, yeah, we all appreciate all the work you guys are doing. The problems with the link appears to be at least temporarily remedied. And the sound is much better and everything's getting through. So I don't know if it's a temporary fix or what's going on, but whatever it is, it seems to be working. So let me send it back to you, and then I'm going to go back to work. WB2MSB.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, she's coming along. She had a couple of falls, and she had a brain bleed, so they had to do surgery, obviously, to relieve that. She came out of that very well. No deficits except the balance, the fibula, so she'll be going to rehab for that. Well, we'll see. Keeping our fingers crossed. But so far, it's been a fantastic recovery. Crazy week, though. As far as the link, it's still got issues. Coming back here to the east, we have audio dropouts occasionally. I'm starting to suspect the controller because of some other symptoms I'm seeing, but we'll talk with it, Steve. And, of course, we had echoing down for a week because the computer out there, Glen Oaks, did get saturated with construction dust. There was an incident where they were refurbing one of the penthouses, and all of the dust was coming through the ductwork right onto our cabinet. And I guess that dust was a little semi-conductive also, so we had a big cleanup effort. A lot of things going on, but, you know, we're on top of it. We'll try to get everything going. All righty, get back to work, and thanks for coming back to me. And maybe we'll run into each other soon. I haven't seen you in a while, so anyway, take care. Maury, you have a good day. WB2MSB, this is NY2H Mobile.
Okay, we'll find business, and we'll be on and off, in and out. I got several issues on my list today, and I may be heading up to Vermont tomorrow morning just for a quick overnight or one shift, and then back. Hardly worth the cost of the ferry ticket, but, you know, obligations. So we'll catch you later. WB2MSB 73.
NY2H,
WB2H. Hey, good morning, George. Now, this is interesting. I got a regular courtesy tone. One of the issues we were having started yesterday was we were getting a Sylvan courtesy tone on Glen Oak. But this, now it's okay. By the way, we're not eliminating malfeasance or somebody playing games. That's on our list too, so why it would, you know, change again, I don't know. But how are you doing this morning, George?
Hey, I'm doing okay, Lou. And just for argument's sake, you're coming in super crystal clear and everything is wonderful from my perspective. Sounds good. And yeah, I think you're doing a great job in taking care of the things and uncovering what I suspect may be generations of stuff that has been left undone, and I really appreciate the fact that you cleaned it up.
Well, George, I appreciate your appreciation. One of many here. Let's always keep that in mind. And, you know, thankfully I have great support. I got drafted into this position. Fantastic support. Well, we got a couple things going on. I mean, we have the beginnings of a new voting system was put in, and that might be giving us some of these manifestations. But we got a lot of things. Even in Plainview, the Plainview internet link, we found out our provider, who is a sub-provider, we're hanging off of his ISP connection, has got a Wi-Fi link into his connection to us, and we've been having outages of 31 minutes each. Every outage is exactly 31 minutes, because they did a whole ping suite where it's pinging it from inside and outside. We established that, and he's thinking now that there's a protocol on Wi-Fi that if it sees weather radar or anything else like that, it's got to yield to it, so it's got to shut down and perhaps try to find another frequency, but that won't help because the receiving end doesn't know anything about it anyway. So we're dealing with that too. So we got a lot of things going on, plus all the new stuff coming down the pike, which is very exciting, as you know. And I saw your comments on the map and everything else. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, very good. I'm trying to be very, very conservative with this stuff, I guess, is the right word to say. I'd like to be more optimistic, but, you know, somehow or other, I just have this feeling that a lot of folks are going to be trying out some relatively inexpensive HTs without really good antennas, and probably not at the 4 or 5 watt level, but probably at the 1 or 2 watt level. Not that that makes a great deal of difference, but a crappy antenna and, you know, holding it in different positions and all, that stuff makes like a 20 dB difference. So I just think that the areas in, you know, that are relatively close are going to do very well. But as you go away, I think the quality of the coverage is going to decrease from a handy talkie's perspective. You know, maybe folks in the mobile will do better. And as you go further out, towards Orient and towards Montauk. I just think... sorry about that. My HD timed out. I'm using one of those so-called cheap HDs right now. I think as you go further out east, the local terrain will get the signal and just trash whatever hopes an HD user might have at the far east extremes.
Adway 2H Mobile. Yeah, that's possible. I'd be kind of satisfied even just on the mobile end, not so much the HD end, if we had coverage out to those points. We have to remember, it was going to be pretty high up on that tower, too, so that's a flux, but I got your, in terms of the shadowing and everything else, the terrain, yeah, sometimes that's hard to beat. But anyway, you know, ostensibly we're heading in the right direction, so that's good. I was listening to, we have an SDR set up at Empire, and Roy was on the TechNet last night, and he was hitting that thing solid, so if we put a remote up there, I think it may help that whole Brooklyn region that sometimes has difficulty.
Yeah, I really think that would be a great addition. In all honesty, kind of like UH, but you need to take it. One thing I think we do have to talk about, and I think you're the key person to talk to here, is backhaul, because I think we're getting to the point where we have to think about what we want our backhaul system to do. And I've kind of drafted a backhaul requirements document, which is, you know, it's in its very earliest stages, and I'd like you to look at it and make some serious comments on it. It's pretty interesting, and it's quite different from what we're doing now.
All right, let me know if my signals are just about to get onto Northern State in a little bit. At some point I'll have to switch over. I'm very excited about the backhaul prospects. I'm looking at the Asterisk program. Kevin of the GMRS group is implementing that right now. I know we talked about whether we do it strictly on internet or we even have RF or microwave links. So again, you can see some of the presentation problems that you get with the RF implementations. And such, but I mean, we may go that route also, but definitely we'll go the internet route. And this Asterisk program, as implemented in All-Star, and I don't mean necessarily using the All-Star network, but using their protocol, sounds to me like the way to go. And I'll be seriously looking into that, but yeah, I'd be anxious to see what you have.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I try to do first is I'm not at the level of selecting poses or anything. I certainly looked at Asterisk. And when I was back in the days when I was working for Grumman, we looked at that pretty seriously when we started to look at voice over IP. I had a voice over IP phone on my desk, believe it or not, in 1996. That's how long I was doing it back then. But it was strictly a corporate point of view. And Northrop Grumman went through some gyrations with that, which, you know, I guess are interesting, and I could talk about it, but it's sort of all in the past. Anyway, what I'm trying to do is come up with requirements before we decide on solutions. And from my perspective, Asterisk is more a solution as opposed to a requirement. To me, the most interesting requirement is, I think, number one, we should be able to link any pair of repeaters that we have together.
NY2H Mobile. Well, you know, what is it? Command, control, communication. I see it as a Swiss Army knife. I see it as we can tunnel, send over whatever we want, control whatever we want. So I'm looking at it from that point of view. The specifics you could hone in on if you like, including VoIP, I think it's going to be very powerful.
Yeah, I think so. And actually, asterisk bait proved to be a good way to implement it. But I guess the number one requirement, or at least one of the leading requirements I have, is we should be able to link any pair of repeaters that we have together, and maybe even more than a pair, maybe three. And, you know, your suggestion of linking Middle Island to Glen Oaks, I thought was a really good idea. And maybe that, and maybe another repeater in that linkage as well. So we have, as I think we all want, is island-wide coverage. So any event, you know, I'm going to polish it off a little bit and send it out. But like I said, it's at the very earliest stages. And I'm trying to do it from a grant perspective so that it can become part of the documentation that we use to apply for a grant, because I suspect it might be more expensive than the club would want to pay at the moment.
Alrighty, I don't think the expense in terms of this system is going to be much at all. I mean, I hope Raspberry Pis come back to a reasonable pricing and, you know, the supply issues get remedied. But, yeah, no, it sounds good. And again, thank you for all the work you've done on the grant. You've done a fantastic job on that. And I know it was quite involved and, you know, it took your time and effort. So we all appreciate that. And Richie had a dream about that, in the sense of being able to, especially in an emergency situation, bringing them all online and all together, making like a super network, if you will. So I don't see why not. And I think this, you know, this technology should provide for all of that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to polish it up a bit more. I think I'll send it out to you in specifically. And it's okay with me if you redistribute it to people who you think would be helpful. And I'm really looking for comments on it. And again, it's from a what do we want it to do perspective, as opposed to how we're going to do that.
WB2's USA.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps. Should you choose to take this assignment, we will disavow any knowledge of it. How are you this morning? You finished with PT?
No, that's not what I had today, but thank you for asking. I just walked out of the office. I had a doctor's appointment at 8:30. They brought me in at 8:30, and he finally got around to me at 9.
Well, you know how it goes. All right, well, I'll tell you where I am. I'm coming up to exit 42, Huntington exit on the northern westbound, and we have George in there.
Yes, I noticed that. I am just south of George on New Bridge Road by about 5 or 6 miles, maybe.
So this is NY2H Mobile. The beep situation resolved. Isn't that funny?
Like that?
We're getting the normal Glen Oaks beep. Well, you know what? Let me take that back. I just realized I'm listening on 375 and there never was a problem. I'll scratch that whole thought process. It's incorrect. As the lawyer would say, strike that. I wonder if you still copy or if I have to switch over.
No, I don't know. I'm sort of, I can't remember which one's which anymore, so it doesn't really matter. By the way, I noticed that since I replaced the antenna, I can my radio works better.
Okay, the antenna on your car. Yeah, you sound all right. Andy suggested that the voting system may be causing a double tail or something.
Awful lot of comments these days from the politicians about voting systems. Anyway, let me sign with you guys. carry on, and I'm going to go and get dressed because I'm sitting here in my PJs. Luke, take it. This is WBYKTZ, signing clear. Good morning, Steve. And hope you're all right. So, WBYKTZ, clear.
Hi. Have a good day. I look forward to seeing that stuff. Bye, George.
Yeah, bye, Steve. Yeah, I think, Steve, you're a great candidate to get the document that I'm talking about with a little, which is sort of like a requirement, you know, not a solution doc, but a requirement. This is what it needs to do, without getting too much into details about how to do it.
Yeah, by the way, it's still not the right beep on 8-5.
How do you copy me on Glen Oak?
You know, I don't have a
a card for it, so maybe we just add it to your card as we did last time.
Yeah, well, I didn't bring the other card. I have a smaller card, but it should be able to accommodate things. Let's see, 110. Yeah, we ought to get there pretty close at the same time. I'm just coming up to Meadowbrook to the northern state, so you're probably only a little bit behind me.
Yeah, I'm coming up to Sunnyside Boulevard out of the northern state.
Maybe this is X-Mobile.
Yeah, you're about 5 minutes behind me. Hi, Jerry.
So I don't know why Lou sounds so bassy. Anyway, Lou, did you find the other cable, the DB-25, the short one for the missing IRLP board?
No, I'll have to look. I have one, but that's the one that Steve Shutt gave me. He gave me a tower for myself, my own use. I do have some personal storage. It could be in there if I have it. I hope I have it. I should have it, but if I don't, I don't. But so right now, I'm not sure of its whereabouts.
I should have asked the guy when I was at the ham fest yesterday. We had a short one. Oh, well. Okay, no problem. I'll see if we can tell the other one first. We'll just hold off on the last one until we get the another port. So I guess you guys are going to Glen Oaks. Looks like it started raining like for a minute, about an hour and a half ago in Brooklyn, and nothing. Everything is dry. So I don't know.
Yes, Steve, do you hear his audio is kind of sharp and difficult to, you know, I don't know, echoey or overblown a little bit?
Yeah, that may be a solution by just turning the gain down on the voter. But which we'll try if somebody's around to work with us. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jerry. You just ran through a marginal area then, and I didn't quite make out what you said.
Yeah, I'm in this marginal area, and I can't count the same anyway, so I'll just be listening. Maybe this is the X-Mobile clear.
WB2ZS.
NY2H, yeah. Difficulty hearing him. Sometimes I don't know if it's my own ears, my crappy speaker in my radio, and where it's located. Sometimes I have to strain. But anyway, yeah, he cleared. So, all right, Jerry. And, okay. I'll see you in a little bit, Steve, and that's the scoop. Let me go grab my badge from the glove compartment before I forget that. With that, I'm going to clear. NY2H Mobile, coming up to 106-107.
Okay, WB2GSA. WB2GSA.
NY2H. Oh, by the way, I like your idea of the test regarding what we talked about last night, so hold up till I get there with you if you get there first. You know, that'll steer us to theory A or theory B. Hopefully you know what I'm alluding to.
Well, I'm not sure. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm coming in the link input right now, and I'm crashing for whatever reason.
What's crashing? Your phone?
No. It's wet over here now, which means the rain must have been here shortly, short time ago.
cut the aperture port two to see if it resolved the courtesy situation.
Oh yeah, that we can do that. That's easy. In fact, it may be easy just looking at it to see what's going on,
Well, you have to admit, you know, it keeps it rather interesting, right? It makes it a detective story. So it keeps us engaged.
Yep. Anyway, by the way, I have an umbrella also, if I need it.
By the way, I was monitoring the link from our SDR in Manhattan. And I can also confirm, as everybody else noted, that when the audio goes out, it goes out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, actually, by the way, just so you know, there was a tiny slowdown right after the exit to the expressway, and then it picked right back up. The sign says delays 29 through 27, but it's not.
Yeah, I plan to stay on this anyway. But okay, I'm coming up to Meadowbrook now. A mile. This is ZY2H Mobile.
This is WB2GSE.
InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2GSE.
Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Test 1-2-3. Yeah, I know. WB2ZSE. Anybody around?
Try Selden from your house. I just want to see if it's working.
Hold on. Shoving, I can't hit it from here. I'm in between both computers. It's showing half scale, which is what it typically shows.
Yeah, I don't know if you're in carrier squads, but if you switch over there, do you think you can hear me while I'm talking over here to let me know if I'm coming out there?
Yes, you are.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, okay. We're just going to put a few things back here. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate the help. There's some reason, I mean, you should be able to get it from your house, you know. I mean, maybe not with a portable, but with almost anything. So it sounds like you may have something set up. Just check to make sure you have the PL set right. It's 4Z in and out.
I know, but it doesn't control the signal. I'm showing half scale. The Glen Oaks is fine. It's almost full scale. The beam that I'm using for 8.5 is pointed straight towards Glen Oak, so the back of the beam is not even close to aimed at the other place.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm going to get off here for the time being, and I will talk to you later. WB2ZSE.
Yeah, I need a little help with a trapped dipole. It's actually very peculiarly after I repaired it. Maybe I didn't repair it. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thank you. WB2ZSE.
WB2ZSE.
Yeah, this is Rich out here in Westinghouse, so you break whatever you see there.
Okay, you were a tad noisy. I don't know, I didn't quite catch the call, but thank you. Okay, I'm gonna get out of here. Got some work to do with Lou. Thank you. WB2ZSE.
Thank you. WIKT.
Yeah, hi, George. Yeah, we're just working on putting things back together up here, so we may not be able to answer you right away.
Okay. Well, I hope you found the peaking crumble. Good luck. Sounds good over here. In fact, I hear a lot of room noise. Well, it sounds like an echo. I assume you're using a mic.
Now, I'm using a portable, but it's a very, very echoey room, plus there's a speaker on it in the background. Let me get out of here for a minute. WB2ZSE.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Otherwise.
Chip. WB2ZSE. Okay, well, I didn't make any adjustments to the voting, so I guess that's okay.
All right. Just to let you know, I'm using my marvelous VTEC 5X3. That's what I'm talking to you on now. But I am using my outdoor antenna, which is a pretty good antenna on the roof of my garage.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah, but repeater is DFQ, so are you.
Oh, it'll work. Anyway, Lou's doing some work on the computer, and got it working? I guess so.
All right, that's good. I heard a single beep, and it sounds like the normal one that I would have. And again, I'm not linked in any way. That was a funny sounding thing. There was some audio.